A program aimed at helping mothers who are in prison connect with their kids is called the Lullaby Project. Professional musicians work with inmates at the Highland Mountain Correctional Center in Eagle River to write songs for the inmates' children. Then the musicians record them onto a CD. Alaska Public Media's Ann Hillman was there as they listened to the recordings.
2 months ago, Sean Muese, an inmate at Highland, sat down with musician Hillary Morgan. Muese carried a booklet she had filled with details about her 7 kids and a letter addressed to them. She was ready to write them a lullaby, or so she thought.
She actually came and she had already written something, and she said, "This is the song. This is what I've written for the song." And I looked at the words, and I knew that wasn't the song. Because it didn't have her heart in it.
Morgan says she tried to tease more out of Muese. Together, they looked at photos of her kids and thought about the words they wanted to use. Muese was impressed by Morgan's ability to connect to her feelings.
It was crazy because she could tell like things that I didn't like, but just the way I expressed like my face expression, she's like, "Oh, you don't like it. All right, next." And
during the 5-hour-long session, they wrote about the first moments Muese spent with her children and how sorry she was to be away from them. The goal of the Lullaby Project is to help mothers who are struggling to connect with their kids. It was developed by the Carnegie Foundation about 8 years ago. Musicians have worked with teen mothers and women in homeless shelters and prisons. This is the first time it's been done in Alaska. The project has 3 short phases: writing the songs, recording in a professional studio, then coming together to share. While writing, Morgan and Muese were having trouble thinking of the music behind the words. So Morgan asked Muese to sing the lullabies of her childhood.
So she sings me this song, and it's in Samoan, and I'm like, "Well, that doesn't help." So I said, "That's great. Did they sing any other songs?" And she sings another song in Samoan, and I'm like, the light bulb went on, and I said, "Do your kids speak Samoan at home?" And she goes, "Yeah, they do." And I was like, "Do you want to write this in Samoan?" And she goes, "Can we do that?"
After their writing session, Morgan joined with a local Samoan choir to record the piece. When Muese sat with the other project participants to listen to the song for the first time, she erupted in sobs. After it ended, she tossed her arms around Morgan.
"You sound so awesome! I would never think you're white."
Muese says she knows the song won't make up for the past, but she hopes it helps rebuild her relationship with her children.
"What I'm hoping to get out of this is restoration, and, you know, I want to be able to see my kids. It's going on 3 years I haven't seen my kids."
She says the song and the words in Samoan also give her pride in her culture.
"The language is so beautiful, you know, and just one line, it has a lot of meaning. And that's why I love my culture. I love my language, because you can just say one word in my language and it means a lot of things." And just hearing that, that's just, I don't know, I came in here all, you know, sad. But when I heard that, it's like angels from heaven, you know, like.
The words in the chorus mean angels from above, precious to my heart.
"And that's what I believe in. My kids are the angels from above. God gave me my kids as precious angels. So I know I'm going to get my angels back. I just got to do me right now."
All of the lullabies will be performed by the musicians and some of the inmates during a public concert at Highland Mountain on September 24th and will be available on CD. The funds go straight back into the project through the nonprofit Keys for Life, so another group of women can also write their children a lullaby. From the Urban Affairs Desk, I'm Ann Hillman.